Welcome back to Believe in Him podcast. This week's episode is called Lord, I'm Tired of Being a Christian. Lord, I'm Tired of Being a Christian. This episode may come as a shock to many people because you probably never thought you'd hear me say that, but it's the truth. And I'm not the only one that's felt this way before. You see, a lot of times we feel like this, but we won't admit it because we feel like as believers, we shouldn't feel this way. But we have to understand God has given us emotions and feelings. And so what we feel, the emotions we have, it's real. But it's what we do with these emotions and it's what we do with how we feel. Instead of us walking away from God, distancing ourselves from God, or just quitting altogether, we have to come to Him. We have to be real with Him. And we have to say, God, I'm in this place in my life where I really do love You. I really do. And I really want to do what You called me to do. And I really want to be the person that You called me to be. But honestly, it's exhausting. I'm tired. I'm fed up. I don't see the point of this. I don't see the purpose anymore. I'm looking around and the people that started with me, they're no longer here. They're gone. Or I'm looking around and I'm like, God, people don't even believe in You like that anymore. So why should I believe? Or why should I stay committed? Like, it seems like the more I stay committed to You, the harder my life becomes. I'm going through all kinds of tests and trials and suffering. It feels like everything is just difficult. You know, don't get me wrong. There are benefits, of course, and there's good things that happen when you're a believer. But sometimes when you go through those tests and trials and you go through the unexpected and you go through circumstances that you never saw coming, it can make you say to yourself, you know what, God, I am tired of being a Christian. I'm tired of this life. You know, I'm tired. I just want an easygoing life. And the thing is, God never promised us an easygoing life. But what He did promise is that He would always help us to get through it because He is with us. He always tells us that He is with us. He says that in Deuteronomy 31:8 that He is with us. You know, He says He's with you, but He's with us. And He says it three total times in the Bible that He's with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So that means even in the midst of you being tired of being a Christian, God is with you. And He cares about how you feel. But if you don't keep it real with Him and then you just walk off and leave and say, I'm just done altogether, then there's really nothing that He can do because you've made your choice to walk away. And I'm not saying that God won't call you to come back to Him. But the thing is, you don't have to leave and you don't have to run away. You don't have to decide that that's it for me and I'm walking out on my faith because I'm tired. Because the truth of the matter is, if you really look in your life, you'll realize there's other things you get tired of too. You may not want to keep it all the way real, but you get tired of paying bills. You get tired of going to work. You get tired of being a parent. Sometimes you get tired of your significant other. Sometimes you get tired of just going through life. And so it's not that you're just tired of being a Christian. You just get tired in general with other things as well. But guess what? The same way we'll get tired of paying bills, we'll keep paying them. The same way we get tired of being a parent, you still got to be a parent to your kids. The same way you get tired of working, you're going to work. You might not work at that job. You might leave and go to another one. Or, you know, you might decide to do something different. But you're going to keep continuing to do those things. So why would you stop being a believer, stop being a Christian because it's getting hard and because you just feel so tired? It's okay to feel tired. And when you feel tired, like I said, you have to be honest with God. Keep it real with Him and tell Him, like, Lord, I love You. I truly do. But I just don't have the capacity. I don't have the strength. I don't have the effort. I don't have the energy to keep going. So I need Your help. I need You to help me to keep continuing to go forth in being a Christian because this is not easy. You know, God knows that being a believer isn't easy. I mean, if you look at the lives of the disciples, they didn't live an easy life. When they chose to follow Jesus, they basically were stepping into a life that was going to be difficult. They had some good times. Don't get me wrong. We see in the Bible that Jesus gave them the authority. Well, God gave them the authority to cast out demons, you know, to preach and teach the gospel. They got the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit. But that doesn't mean their life was easy. They went through things too. But that didn't stop them from being a believer. It didn't stop them from continuing to preach and teach the gospel. And so, no, you're not alone. Even though we don't see that they got tired, I'm pretty sure that they did because they're human. So my encouraging word for you today is this. If you're in a place in your life where you're feeling discouraged because you feel so tired of being a Christian, I want you to know you're not by yourself. Many of us feel this way, and sometimes we won't admit it because we don't want to look like the person who says, I'm tired of being a Christian, because that's a bad thing to say. But in all honesty, it's an honest thing to say. The best thing to do is to submit how you feel to the Lord. He can help you. He's the one that can build up your faith. He's the one that can give you the strength. He's the one that can give you the endurance to keep going forth so that you won't lose hope, so that you won't decide one day that I'm just going to throw in the towel and just say, forget it. Come to him. He can help you. The Bible says, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. I talked about, Lord, I need rest, right? In the previous episode. And so that means even when you're feeling weary and exhausted, you can still come to him. He wants you to. So I hope that this word was encouraging to you. Pass it along to your friends and to those that you know that may be discouraged or struggling in this time of their life. And I'll talk to you soon. Be blessed.